68 at AM 1400 K1. Our Facebook update reminding you that the A21 Walk for Freedom will be held tomorrow morning, 8 to 10, at Johnstone Park in Bartlesville. And it is an awareness-raising event. Abolish slavery with every step. And you can still register online, a21.org/Bartlesville. Or I'll say just show up at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning downtown Bartlesville. We are talking about the A21 Walk for Freedom. And Rhonda Tarboletti, yes, there is a relationship there, talk to us about the event. You are the local chairman for the event. And what is the Walk for Freedom all about?
Well, A21 is an organization that seeks to prevent human trafficking and rescue people and restore people to their normal lives. And they have offices worldwide. Mm-hmm. So the walk occurs on the second Saturday of October worldwide. This is the fourth year that has happened. I found out about it and decided, since there wasn't one being hosted in Bartlesville, I should pick that up. So it's from 8 to 10 tomorrow morning, Johnstone Park, which is 200 North Cherokee. Mm-hmm. And I've got some people that have registered online. It would be good if you could register online at a21.org/Bartlesville. But if you can't do that, you can just show up tomorrow, sign a waiver, and you're good to go.
Okay. And we hear about human trafficking, but that sounds like something that happens out there someplace, in China, in Japan, in Africa, in South America.
And trafficking is a worldwide problem. In the United States, it is very much a problem, especially in this part of the country, because we are a direct route from Mexico up through the country. Any place you've got major highways, you've got trafficking, because they can be put on a truck and hauled. And it's not just sex trafficking. There's also labor trafficking. People who are lured into a new area, come and, you know, I've got a job for you, I can help improve your economic situation, and then you get there and you are working extremely long hours for extremely low pay. And so we have a lot of labor trafficking in the United States, as well as sex trafficking.
If you find yourself in a situation that you suspect it, what signs, what symptoms of a trafficked victim would you see?
Someone who doesn't seem to be in control of anything. I mean, they're not even talking for themselves. Someone is talking for them. Someone may actually physically, you know, be coercing them. Just limiting their personal space to the extent that you're like, what is wrong with this picture? Because that's often the case. But anyone who couldn't carry on a conversation with you on their own would make me think that there was some coercion there.
So it's someone who maybe you would say is not in control of their money, not in control of their schedule.
Exactly.
Okay.
And we went to an OBI, Oklahoma Bureau of Investigations, seminar a few years ago. I don't even remember how long ago. And they were talking about nail salons. A lot of times the people who come in and work nail salons, maybe in a mall, they maybe live in 8 to 10 in an apartment. You know, their boss picks them up and takes them to work every day. And the boss is standing there collecting the money when they complete the nail job. The boss is standing there collecting the money. They're not taking the money themselves. They're not carrying on a conversation with you because they might reveal something that the boss doesn't want them to reveal. So, yeah, the boss is very much supervising and making sure that person doesn't feel free to do anything on their own.
And that's just one type of business.
One type of business, yes. And that is something that, I mean, if the Oklahoma Bureau of Investigations is telling you it's happening in Oklahoma, I imagine it's happening in Oklahoma. So I don't think it's just a Thailand or Greece or a Yugoslavia or whatever problem. It's here.
We feel that typically these are foreign individuals, but they don't have to be, right?
They don't have to be, no. Another recent seminar that I went to, there was a guy talking about how this man is very active in human trafficking and helping victims escape, doing the prevention and the education. And his own son was lured somehow into this, lured by a prospect of a better job, you know, and a change of scenery. We're gonna move you a couple states away. And then when he got there, it was labor trafficking. So he was trapped for a time. They finally found him, but it was unusual that they could find him.
The recruiters, we have the image through other stories, through media, that these people frequently are, I'll say their personality is very commanding. They're somewhat intimidating, but they could also be acting as your best friend, right?
Absolutely. A lot of girls are lured into this by older guys who are pretending to be boyfriends, buying them presents, taking them places, just being super duper excellent, sweet to them. And then when the girl is lured away from her home, then it turns into the, you actually see the true colors of the person, and the person becomes very demanding and very coercive, and you will do this because I'm telling you have to do this.
There are organizations where you're representing the A21 organization for this walk, but there are other organizations that I know are out there, Shared Hope, some of the others that are in the field of both information and in the rescuing process, right?
Yep, Polaris is one, polaris.org. I just lost the other one. Truckers for Trafficking is also something that is obviously nationwide.
Okay, so these are other places that people can go to get more information.
Yes.
If you find yourself maybe in that nail salon or that restaurant or other business that you feel that this is maybe a individual who, again, is maybe just not speaking for themselves, do you engage them in conversation? Do you try to report them? What's the best thing that out there to recommend for folks?
My instinct would be to grab them, but no, that's not the best thing to do. The best thing to do would be to get out of there and call a hotline.
Okay.
And let law enforcement agencies step in, that, you know, they know more what they're looking for, and they can find connections behind the scenes that you might not ever see.
There are several good hotlines out there. I'll put my Crime Stoppers hat on and say you can simply call the local Crime Stoppers program, 918-336-CLUE, or use the P3 Tips app. It's totally anonymous. That's one reporting line, but there are a lot more out there.
Okay.
Yeah. And you'll have some of that information tomorrow for the walkers?
For the walkers, yes. There'll be information about the A21 organization and some corporate sponsors that they have as well. They sent me information this week on some of their corporate sponsors that help support A21 with donations. So, and you could also just go to a21.org and donate to that organization. If you so choose, you can set up a monthly payment plan. You can pay a one-time donation. I mean, they're obviously going to be very happy with whatever you can contribute to help with that.
There's some interesting garb that maybe people will notice of the walkers. They're going to be gagged.
They are gagged. They wear black. A21 is the color for A21 is symbolic, the black, because the idea being that the person is no longer visible. They are invisible in their environment. They walk among us, but we don't see them. And yes, they wear, this year they're going with gags. They have in the past done tape. This year they're going with the yellow bandana that has the name of a rescued individual on it. And at the end of the walk, we can flip those bandanas over and they say free, because these people have been freed. The idea behind that, I think, was to make it more personal. Because when you hear the statistics and you hear the numbers, I mean, we're at this point in time, I just read this yesterday, 30 million people in the world enslaved. 30 million is a staggering number. I mean, it's numbing. But if you can focus on the one that you can save, then it becomes something that you don't feel powerless to do, because everybody can do something to help this problem.
It's thirty million people. That's a lot. And I don't know. Have you seen the percentage out of that? Let's just pick 30 million. But the number in this, for this, doesn't really matter. How many of them typically is there a percentage that are rescued?
1 to 2%. One is the percent that they quote on H21, but I think part of that is that part of trafficking is also includes child soldiers, and I'm sure their rescue rate is much less than 1%. So that would bring the average down.
Different state laws are unique to each state, but I know the Polaris Project rates state laws. You can go on polaris.org and find out that information. I saw that at a recent Crime Stoppers information session, that you can look at to see how the state of Oklahoma or Kansas or Missouri or wherever, their individual state laws are out there to protect people. But this is an awareness raising program for the 2-hour walk.
Right.
And it's a free event. Just come and participate.
Just come. Dress in black. If you want to donate, we'll take it. We obviously will take it. You can also go online and donate. You don't have to do it at the walk. But just to, even if you're just interested in the organization and you want more information, come out and we've got more information.
Have you contacted or been aware of any organizations in, I don't care, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Wichita, Kansas City, that are there as rescue shelters for the traffic victims? I didn't know if you...
There are some, but I don't honestly know about them, no.
Okay.
Now, there are other walks, A21 walks in Oklahoma. There's one in Tulsa, there's one in Lawton, and there's one in Oklahoma City. So we are one of four in the state of Oklahoma that I know of.
Okay. Well, again, it's tomorrow morning, 8 until 10 at Johnstone Park.
Johnstone Park.
If you're headed downtown to the farmer's market, you're already there at the pavilion. Just come around the corner and be part of what's going on. Thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Getting a little bit of help from my wife this morning. Rhonda Tarbaletti in for the A21 walk. And we've got Brew and Buzz coming up in just a bit on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
Slavery is the fastest growing organized crime in the world. It's real, hidden in plain sight and tearing at the social fabric of every nation and economic structure. Be part of the effort to reach the vulnerable. Participate in Bartlesville's A21 Walk for Freedom, 8 o'clock Saturday morning, October 14th in Johnstone Park. You can make a difference just by making others aware of the problem. Walk for Freedom lights up the darkness of slavery. The three most common types of human trafficking are sex trafficking, forced labor, and debt bondage. Forced labor, also known as involuntary servitude, is the biggest sector of trafficking.